It's time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ. Good morning, Jane.
I always am just like chomping at the bit to figure out what the topic is for the day.
Well, the bad news about today is I don't have answers.
Not even to that
like
question?
As if I usually do. Today, we're going to talk about the value of questions.
Ah. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting how uncomfortable we often are with that. And I'm going to talk about it both at a personal and at a leadership level. I found a Chinese proverb, one who asks a question is a fool for 5 minutes. One who does not ask a question remains a fool forever. and so in terms of like businesses and leadership and resiliency, the capacity to learn is critical, especially in turbulent times, which I think we still qualify as being in turbulent times. And yet we're really quite unskillful or lousy, generally speaking, in organizations that asking questions. So one of the things I often do is I want to go into organizations is teach people how to ask questions. And one person actually said, I was told never to ask a question unless I already knew the answer. Oh. I think, wow. So how do you learn exactly? You don't.
Yeah.
And so there's a fair bit of reward for being a really good problem solver, having an answer. And we like our leaders to have answers. So when I'm going in and saying, you know, asking questions is going to be critical for your success because you've got to be resilient, you got to learn. And so they say, okay, I'm going to try. So here's a question. Why don't you call so-and-so and tell them thus and such? It's like, well, that would be advice disguised as a question.
Mm-hmm.
Or have you considered therapy? That would be advice. So, I mean, truly, I mean, these are things it's just not necessarily in leadership. And yet, those who really are experts on leadership, Ron Heifetz is a Harvard professor, writes a fair bit on leadership, and he wrote an article with Don Laurie. And the article ends with, and it talks about the difference between technical questions, where, you know, you can have an answer. But when you're talking about adapting to change, and of course, everything is change, he says one can lead with no more than a question in hand. Or Warren Bennis, who's a guru in leadership and has advised presidents. My son-in-law studied with him last year, and he said, good leaders should spend their time 70% listening, 20% asking good questions, and 10% summarizing and reflecting. Not coming with the answer. And so that's really counterintuitive because we often want our leaders to, you know, tell me where to go, what hill to march up. And what we know is you can't learn if you're always coming at stuff with an answer, and you certainly can't adapt. So then it comes to the personal level. For myself, I hate not knowing. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you ever been there where you just, you know, something's wrong or something's got to change, and yet you just don't know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, and a lot of times I'll jump into something as opposed to staying in that question. And what I've learned watching my friends do this too. I had a friend just fried at her job, hated it anymore. So she was thinking, well, maybe I'll just do it in a different state or a different country, the same job. I was like, well, but if you hate the work, how is that going to do it? You know? And so that when we do that all the time, we don't really change anything. But we change like the deck chairs on the Titanic, you know, we kind of, it's because we're so uncomfortable with living with questions, living in a question.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to advocate for the really important stuff. You're going to learn a lot more if you spend a lot more time thinking, okay, what questions should I be asking today? What questions should I be asking this month? And then I found a write-up from Rilke about that, Letters to a Poet, if you're familiar with Rainer Maria Rilke. And he wrote Letters to a Young Poet. Have patience with everything that remains unsolved in your heart. Try to love the questions themselves like locked rooms, like books written in a foreign language. Do not now look for answers. They cannot be given to you because you could not live them. It is a question of experiencing everything. At present, you need to live the question. Perhaps you'll gradually, without even noticing it, find yourself experiencing the answer some distant day. And that's true for us collectively as well as individually.
Mm-hmm.
But something in our culture says you're less than somehow if you're coming at stuff with questions versus answers. And I just want to suggest that we'll be much more resilient in turbulent times.
living into our questions.